Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, May 10, 2024. Vivify others. Iron sharpeneth the iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. Today's morsel. What do you do each day to put a smile on the face of others? The Holy Ghost came with joy, and we are commanded to rejoice always. We ought to arise every day and think of ways to help others obtain that same joy in their life. Helping to encourage and build others up ought to be a daily habit for a Christian. Do you remember how much joy you had in your life after your baptism in Holy Ghost infilling? I know for me, I wanted to hug everyone, love on people, and laugh. What I find with the fruit and gifts of the Spirit is that they are to be used to vivify others. I hear in the church all the time that we need a revival. Well, revival means that folks are dead. People are sitting on the pew as sourpusses. No joy, no life, no encouragement, and no positive outlook on life. God has given you and me His Spirit to revive them back to life. Revivals start with those who are once alive and now are dead. So start using your EMT skills to get life back into them, or they soon will die right before your very eyes. Sing this song with me today. Well, if you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, amen. 'Cause when God's Spirit falls on you, makes you shout hallelujah. 'Cause if you're happy and you know it, say amen. Thought for today. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10.